My name is Dia Moodley. I'm the minister of Spirit of Life Reformed Baptist Church, and thankful for the opportunity that I can be on your program. Just of recent, I have been arrested outside the University of Bristol, outside Beacon House, which is one of the properties of the University of Bristol on Queen Street. That's at the top of the Clifton Triangle. I wasn't on university property. I was on the King's Highway, and I was preaching. The context of my preaching was on abortion, but it was gospel preaching in the sense of recognizing the sanctity of life and how God creates life and how we are to preserve life, making the case that thou shalt not murder, which is one of the commandments of God, that we definitely do not murder a human being, either a 1 minute old or a 1 hour old baby. That'll be manslaughter, murder. Why then do we take the life of the unborn child? What's that difference between the birth canal? Why, you know, why does the birth canal make such a big difference between that which is unborn and born? So I was making the case for the sanctity of human life, and a lot of students were gathering around to engage, making their positions clear, which are positions that I've heard before, but I wanted to really see where the university students are coming from with their arguments. Sad to say that they were not able to articulate properly. I was very disappointed with university students. I regularly appealed to them and said, listen, you are university students. You should be able to articulate. You should be able to put a good paragraph together. You should be able to put a good argument together, because that's what you're doing here at university. You're learning how to do these things. But that wasn't the case. It was just swearing, a lot of cuss words, and came to a point where I was literally pulled off the ladder. I stand on a ladder and preach. I was pulled off the ladder. Well, the ladder was pulled off from behind me, and I almost fell into the oncoming traffic. And when another student grabbed my signboard, and when they grabbed my signboard, my finger got caught in the signboard, and I broke my finger in the process. And I didn't realize that I'd broken my finger. It all happened so fast. But I got arrested. I got arrested because when I went to recover my signs, the students were standing on my signboards. And one of my signboards is the actual scripture, thou shalt not murder. And I was I was deeply disturbed that they were standing on my signs, in the sense of standing on the scriptures. To me, that was them standing on my Bible.
Okay, can we just clarify, who took these signboards away?
So when I was pulled off the ladder by two students from behind me, another student came in and grabbed my sign. So the sign that I was holding in my hand, they grabbed that sign. It's mounted on a pole. And the reason it's mounted on a pole is, out of experience, I know that it's beyond the reach of anyone. So I have it on a pole so that nobody could reach it.
Okay, and is that inside the... Did they take them inside to university premises or something? Where did they take them?
No, it was just a couple of meters away. They put it on the floor. They stood on it. About four or five students stood on it. I recovered after being pushed off the ladder. I got up. I went and said, please, can you give my signs back? And they said no, and they continued to stand on it and jeer and shout and mock and laugh. And then I said, listen, if you don't get off my signs, I'm going to push you off my signs. And I warned them twice, and they refused. So I did push the girl off the sign and recovered my signs. My signs were damaged. And to me, that was standing on the Bible. They were standing on my holy scriptures, and I was greatly disturbed by that. Well, the university decided that they're going to take action against me. It wasn't actually the student who made a complaint. The university called the police and charged me with, the officer came up and said to me, well, listen, the university has called for the police, and we're charging you with common assault. Oh, sorry, we're arresting you for common assault. And added to that was the arrest for talking about Muhammad during the sensitive time of Ramadan. Now, these were these exact words of the officer. He says, I'm arresting you for talking about Muhammad during the sensitive time of Ramadan. So what does Muhammad have to do with the whole abortion preaching? Nothing really, in the sense that I only spoke about 2 minutes about him, because somebody, a student from the crowd, asked me about my the God that I serve. I said, it's the God of the Bible. And they asked me, what about this God called Allah? What about Muhammad? And in 2 minutes, I gave my brief historical reference to Allah and Muhammad. And so the crowd got greatly offended by what I said about Muhammad. And I continued the rest of my preaching. I didn't think anything about it. Because this is historical evidence. If you Google it right now, if you Google what I said, you could actually find the answer on Google. Wikipedia will tell you.
So, look, in a nutshell, what did you say about Muhammad?
Well, I said that I said that Allah does not exist, mm-hmm. and I do not trust Muhammad as Muslims say you should trust him. Muslims equate him with Jesus. And I began to say the reason why you can't equate Muhammad with Jesus is because Muhammad married and Jesus didn't. Muhammad was a warmonger, Jesus wasn't. And then I said, lastly, Muhammad married a 6-year-old and consummated the marriage when she was 9-year-old. And I said, in today's language, what would you call that? And I mentioned the word, what you would call that. And I left it at that. And I said, that's why you would not trust a man who in his 50s would marry a 6-year-old. And consummate the marriage at 9-year-old. And I left it at that, and I went on to preach about abortion. So
yeah, so we've got a major problem here, dear, and that is that you have these various faiths which the law tries to protect, and by literally expressing your faith, you're in a way they're treading on your boards, but you're treading on the Muslim faith, aren't you?
Yeah, well, treading on them in what sense? I haven't brought anything in a way. Obviously, they see it as an offense. But again, we're stating what is historical fact. It is historical fact that Muhammad married a 6-year-old. Muslims know that to be true. They can't deny that. So I've only said what's historically true. Mm. So the offense then, actually the scary part is, even if you say what's historically true, you're still going to get arrested.
Oh, dear. Well, look, I mean, when was this, and what's the latest news on it?
This was in late April, and so I got arrested. I spent 13 hours in a prison cell. Broke my finger, like I said, whilst preaching. Well, I didn't break my finger. I got assaulted. My finger was broken as a result of that. I was released on bail 13 hours later. And part of the bail requirement was that up until I get interviewed, I wasn't allowed to preach near any university building. And our legal team had a real problem with that because, which university buildings are we talking about? They're dotted all over Bristol. So they were not very clear about that. But anyway, that wasn't the big problem for us. Went back for the interview, presented our legal case, and the police officer was investigating it. Actually said to me, she said, I've seen the CCTV footage. You've been treated very badly here. We see how the people have tried, how the students have planned to pull you off the ladder. You could have fallen onto the oncoming traffic. You could have been seriously hurt or killed. And they're going to go looking for these students now. But like with most things, people put a hoodie over their heads or wear a mask. And that's what the students were doing. They had hoodies, they had masks on. You can't identify them. So the case has been dropped. But what's happened, subsequent to that, is I tried to recover my signboards from the police because they confiscated it during my arrest. And I wrote to them and said, I'd like my signboards back now because I need to use them. These signs have been with me for the last 5 to 6 years. I need to use them. And I wasn't getting any response. And then the officer who was investigating the case wrote to me and said, Mr. Woodley, we're very sorry to say that our officers gave your signs to the university, and when she tried to call the university had disposed of it. And she said, I don't know why the constabulary has done this. I really apologize on behalf of the constabulary. Here is the process in which you can complain, and here is the process for which you can get compensation. So clearly this officer who was investigating it, obviously she closed the case and said there's no case against me. And she can't understand why the constabulary has made a decision to destroy something or give my property to the university. I'm yet to hear from them. I've lodged the complaint. I'm yet to hear from them. I did speak to the university in the last few days. I emailed the head of security, and he said that on the day of my arrest, actually, the police had given him the signs and said to the staff at the university, can you put this in the bin? And that's exactly what the university did. They took my signs and put it in the bin. And again, these are signs with my scriptures on it. It's like taking my Bible and putting it in the bin.
Well, in a way, dear, you see, I know it's upsetting, but, you know, this could be your watch, it could be your mobile phone. The idea that the police are actually taking your property off you, giving it to someone who has called the police because their people are assaulting you, and this is not the job of the police to collaborate with people who are assaulting you, steal your property, and ask for it to be put in the bin. This is not the job of the police.
Absolutely. This has further widened the gap between our Christian community and the constabulary. We're supposed to trust these people in uniform. They wear the uniform, they take the constable's oath, and we always appeal to them when they come to us. We remind them, you have an oath to keep the law, you know, to make sure that the peace is being kept. But we're finding out more and more that these who are wearing the uniform, they cannot be trusted. There is, I mean, it's just common sense. You don't even have to learn law or to go to a police school to learn this. This is common sense that the property doesn't belong.
So, I mean, do these police act for the university? Are they employed by the university?
Well, I think the university is a big player in the city, I've come to understand. I think they're major hitters in the city. I think that without doubt, I watched the officer. He went into this building called Beacon House. Representatives of the university spoke to him. Less than 5 minutes, he was out and he arrested me. No questions asked, nothing. Put your hands out, took my sign away, arrest, put me in handcuffs, put me in the car. And I thought, hang on a moment. He didn't speak to me, he didn't question me, he didn't ask me to verify details, nothing. Bang on, just like that, I got arrested. So I think there are major players, there are major influences in the city, and that's scary for us. It's absolutely scary.
Well,
so
yeah,
it's scary on me.
Well, the most worrying thing, in a way, is that there are literally many thousands of young people under their so-called care, this university. Yeah. But anyway, look, thanks for the update. Can you just let listeners know whereabouts they can find you, both online and in the flesh, so to speak?
Yeah, in the flesh. We're at a place called Romney Avenue, Spirit of Life Reformed Baptist Church, Romney Avenue in Lockleys. That's BS79ST. You can find me on YouTube, my sermons from the church, or my public preaching on Spirit of Life Reformed Baptist Church. That's the YouTube sermons. There's hundreds or thousands of sermons there. Or you can find us at spiritoflife.org.uk and on Facebook, Spirit of Life Reformed Baptist Church.
Okay, dear Moodley, thanks very much for joining us.
Appreciate you.
Okay, nice one. Cheers, dear.